The demand for COVID vaccines is outpacing supply. That's led to all sorts of efforts to get an appointment wherever one is open. In the northeastern corner of North Carolina, some Virginians have been crossing state lines to get their shots. WHRV's Sam Turkin reports.
When the first batch of vaccines went out to states in December, John and his wife thought they'd get theirs pretty soon. He's 73, she's 68.
My wife is a heart attack survivor and a cancer survivor. Two considerable pre-existing conditions in our mind should have popped her to the top of the list.
Instead, they got word that they could wait over a month for their shots. John lives in Virginia Beach. We're only using his first name because he fears retribution. Late last month, John heard that a clinic in northeastern North Carolina was giving vaccines to Virginians. He and his wife quickly registered, got their shots 2 days later. No problem.
It was an enormous relief. Just the sensation of getting back in the car and going, wow, we got vaccinated.
Other Southeast Virginians have also heard about the North Carolina option, like Susan in Norfolk. She's 64 and got her vaccine at a drive-thru site in Currituck County a few weeks ago.
I had doubts almost the time the needle was in my arm. By the time we got in line, every time somebody came to the window, I thought they were going to say, you can't be here, for either my age or my license plate.
The vaccines are a federal resource distributed to states. That means North Carolina can't restrict access to the shots based on jurisdiction, according to state health officials. I drove down to Currituck County to see for myself.
I'm at a park where they're giving out vaccines. There's a long line of cars. I'm seeing some cars with Virginia license plates. I've seen two so far. That's three, four.
Just because they have a Virginia license plate doesn't guarantee they live there. They could have moved, or they may have a second house. North Carolina officials wouldn't tell me how many Virginians have been vaccinated there, but it's definitely a topic of conversation in Hampton Roads. On the neighborhood social networking site next door, residents post and argue about the fastest way to get a vaccine. And that desperation for shots comes with criticism of Virginia's rollout. During a recent news briefing, Governor Ralph Northam said the frustration is justified.
Everyone wants to get their shot now, and I get that. But we are reaching more people every day, and the pace is increasing.
It's not surprising that people are going to look to get a vaccine where they can get it.
Professor Vivian Reifberg studies the economics of healthcare at the University of Virginia. She says so-called vaccine tourism is happening across the country because some areas are getting shots out quicker than others. They also may have fewer restrictions or just a smoother process for booking appointments. Reifberg says the benefit is that more people are getting vaccinated. Still, the federal government distributes vaccines based on state populations. So when people get their shots in another state,
it can confuse the allocation system. Also, it may not be as equitable for those people who are not in a position to travel easily, to take a day off.
A Maryland spokesman says there's evidence Virginians are getting vaccines there too. Officials in both states ask that residents not do that. What's your response to all of that?
I actually have some personal recriminations about potentially taking a vaccine out of the arm of a North Carolina resident for whom it was intended.
John from Virginia Beach believes he got the vaccine because there weren't enough locals who wanted it. At least that's what he hopes. He didn't disclose the name of the clinic. Despite his reservations, he's scheduled to get his second dose there later this month. I'm Sam Turkin.